Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Whoa. I just saw this. What is the date today? Is it the 9th? Okay. Well, this story was just posted this morning. A Missouri math teacher at a high school named, I want to say Lockheed High School or Lockheed High School. Has been charged with statutory rape for allegedly having the relations with a 16-year-old student, while other students served as quote-unquote lookouts.
Whoa!
So one witness came forward and was telling, you know, about this whole, these incidents and this woman having a relationship with a 16-year-old boy in the school, and it was in... Let's see. The witness alleged that the scratches on the victim's back were from the teacher after the confidential victim had sex with her in the driveway of the witness's home. So the witness said they came to my house, had the sex at my driveway, using other students as lookouts so they wouldn't get caught.
Wow.
She's 26, very pretty. Now, these are in the court documents that they have attained here for the story. It said that she's a recently divorced mother of two, would often wear, quote, tight or low-cut shirts to show off her, quote, headlights, end quote, and, quote, tight leggings that showed off her camel toe, end quote. This is in the official court documents.
This is what she wore to teach
school, I guess, or maybe just to try to entice the young man.
Wow.
But it sounds like that was just kind of a normal outfit for her or whatever.
Okay.
Doesn't say whether or not the camel toe had athlete's foot or not. So
ew.
What?
That's so ugly, and you're ugly for that.
I know. I'm ashamed. Now, I don't know how a witness would know this if this is all true, then I guess it would make sense that the teacher would be telling all of her business to these students. I mean, if she's fearless enough to say, y'all watch out, make sure nobody's coming, we're going to go out into the driveway and make the sex. But the witness told investigators the victim was the reason that her divorce was pushed through, that the teacher's divorce was pushed through. And, quote, Haley had wanted a divorce due to her husband only wanting to do butt stuff.
Oh.
End quote.
Exclusively.
Only
so that's
there.
All he wanted to do?
That's
Your Honor.
Now, again, I'm pretty sure this witness is a student. So would the teacher be saying this stuff? If she actually is guilty of what she's accused of, then I could see her sitting around with students and telling them that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you're telling students to be on the lookout so they can watch out while you have sex in the driveway.
Look, we've got to get a divorce because that's all he wants.
Never heard anything like that.
Holy crap.
I know, right? So detectives confronted the teacher on December 8th following the allegations. She denied having any sexual relationship with any students. So they confiscated her phone, but they couldn't. I don't know why they would do that. You can't look in it and search it unless you got a warrant. So guess what they did?
They got a warrant.
Sure.
And found text messages that showed an alleged relationship was going on. And she, according to the reports, fled to Texas.
Oh, there you go.
Because that's where her family is from. Let's see. Oh, because there is a big shot at the end here that's gonna make it even worse. Stay with me now. So following her arrest in Texas on Friday, she was charged with first degree endangering the welfare of a child, second degree statutory rape, sexual contact with a student, and fourth degree child molestation. She's currently awaiting extradition back to Missouri from Texas. The district superintendent, she hasn't been on school grounds since the allegations, since we were made aware, blah, 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 and don't anticipate her return. Now, in a shocking twist, new charges have been brought against the boy's father, who allegedly revealed to others that he was aware of his son's illicit relationship with the teacher. He was arrested, charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Wednesday, a second witness revealed that they told the teen's father of the alleged wrongdoings, to which he replied he was aware of the relationship and it was a sexual relationship. He was aware of it happening. And so the father also allegedly shared that he knew about the son and the math teacher using other students as lookouts. And he knew that it was going on and allowed it to continue and continue to cover for them.
Wow.
Even allowed her to come over to his residence to see the victim while he was present.
Wow.
But he had a good reason. Okay. Don't judge him yet. He said when the witnesses told the dad they would come forward with the information, he responded by telling them that his son and the teacher, quote, are going to do it behind my back, so I may as well let it happen, end quote. They're going to do it anyway, so I might as well let it happen. I mean, what am I going to do about it?
I mean, he's 16. He's an adult, right?
Yeah, he's 16. Okay.
Yeah, but he's not an adult, though.
I know.
And, but that's that same thing. Like, would the dad have said that if it were a 16-year-old daughter? Hmm. Probably not.
Probably not. Whoa.
And did I say that she was attractive?
No.
She is.
Yeah, she's attractive.
She is, yes.
How old is she?
26.
Oh.
Ooh. Here's her mugging shot.
This does hold to your theory, TJ, that no one in their 20s should be teaching in a high school.
Yeah. That dad probably was giving that kid a high five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you want to see the dad?
You probably know what he looks like.
Well, hell, if he's 18.
There he is right there.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's the dad.
Hell, yeah.
That's what you expect.
Cool dad is who that is. Man. That's damn Joe Cool, man.
What's up, Facebook?
What was I supposed to do? They were going to do it anyway.
What's up, Facebook? I'm out here in my living room, and guess what's happening down the hall now?
Yeah. I guess this is dad at home.
Yeah. Cockeyed hat.
My boy.
Hey, Facebook.
My boy's got it going on right now.
He's on live. Listen, what's going on back there? My boy is doing it, boy.
I can't tell you who's over here, but I can tell you what, boy.
seems to have a lot of stuff on his front porch.
Checks out.
He's sitting in like one of those chairs you put around a campfire.
Yeah, hell yeah, crazy. Man. Mm-hmm. But you gotta know that if you're, you know, recruiting the assistance of teenagers for you to do something illegal, that it's not gonna stay a secret. I mean, come on.
There is no way, no way that that stays a secret.
On the article I'm looking at, he's in a chair both times, and it's the same damn chair. He takes that with him everywhere.
Is one of them actually in the water that he's sitting?
Yeah. There's a truck in the background.
Yeah.
He takes that red chair with him everywhere, man. That's my favorite.
He probably just throws it in the back of the damn truck because it's always there all the time, man.
You'll never know when you're going to need to chill, brother. Hey, that's my chilling chair is what that is.
Anytime is a good time for lounging. That's why I keep my lounge chair with me constantly.
Mm-mm. It's my special chilling chair, brother.
I even had
I was telling the old boys down there the other day. We were sitting around drinking some beers, and I told him about my boy banging that old teacher down there. He was like, hell yeah. Like father, like son. Mm-hmm.
I've never been more proud of my boy.
I didn't buy a single drink that night.
I ain't never seen my boy so happy.
So what do they get? What do they get the dad for? What kind of charge? No, act knowing.
Child endangerment, right?
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't have any quotes or anything about the mom.
It's true.
But you know, if they're not together, the mom and the dad, you know, she's like.
They're in Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah. She's probably. Like,
what do you call that?
Sorry, ass.
Oh. I got it. Never mind.
The show me state.
No.
Damn it, I can't type. But it may be that she's so pretty because she's from Texas.
Yeah, it does.
No offense to the Missouri ladies. I'm just saying that women in Louisiana and Texas are known to be attractive.
Yeah, in Missouri, the age of consent is 16. But. My question is, once you're 17 and if you're still a student and she's a teacher, it may not be illegal, but she could still be fired for it, right?
I think it's illegal. That was one of the charges, having relations with a student.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they could have held out for a few months, it would have been legal, but still, I guess not if he's still a student.
It also says that he was 16 at this time. Maybe if they've been doing it for a while. He may not have been 16.
No, right. I think they were talking about it as she had a relationship with the 16-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah. well, but it does say first degree endangering the welfare of a child, mm-hmm. second degree statutory rape, which would indicate that the age of consent is not 16.
Yeah.
Sexual contact with a student. You know, that'll get you every time, even if you're dealing with, you know, somebody who's dumb that's still 24 and a junior in high school.
Yeah.
You still can't ride them.
Yeah, there you go.
How profound.
Well, you can't. Then somebody's driveway.
I'm looking at Missouri's statutory rape laws, and it says 14 years of age is the. So I don't understand.
Yeah. So where are these charges coming from then?
She ain't done nothing wrong, guys.
Yeah. This says you must be seven. This says 17 is the age of consent in Missouri. You must be at least 17 to consent to sexual intercourse. The 14 part, Rob, may come from there's a rule that says if the two people are between, if the contact is consensual and the two people are between 14 and 21, then the behavior isn't criminal.
Okay.
He says that tattooed on his arm.
Hey, let me show you the statute right here.
You know how some people walk around with a tiny copy of the Constitution on them at all times?
I only found that because the next question was, can a 16-year-old date a 20-year-old in Missouri?
Let me flip to the Missouri in my book.
I got a feeling the 20-year-old asked that question on the internet. Not the other way around. Let me ask you something, Google. If I'm 20...
Okay, Riggins, if this all happens and she does her time in jail or whatever she does, you know, pays her debt to society in whatever way, you meet her and you find out that what her past is, you date her? You have a problem dating her, marrying her or anything?
I got a major problem dating her.
You wouldn't give her a chance?
No.
No way she could have healed herself.
You could spend 6 hours explaining why it was fine. And you'd be like, yeah, but you got charged with statutory rape of a minor. No, I don't care. You could explain it six ways to Sunday. I don't care.
Sorry.
So you're saying that if she wants a relationship after this, it will have to be with an ugly guy.
Yeah, probably. Or a guy that doesn't care, like his dad. He looks like he'd be up for it.
Sorry, bud. I know you can't no more, but daddy is free too.
I'll be here when you get out. You going to need a ride that day?
I'll bring two chairs this time.
Man, that's crazy.
All right, and I have another question about stuff like that. And Regan's was just talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard at the end of the regular old show. And some stuff about her husband we need to talk about.
More than just regular funny. This is Extra Funny. There's more of Ace and TJ's Extra Funny podcast next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
It's extra and funny. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenics. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. Now, Ace and TJ.
Pop, 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 pop. Pop, pop. So, one of the big topics going on around U.S. America now is Gypsy Rose Blanchard being released from prison. She got out of penitentiary. She was serving a 10-year sentence for the second-degree murder of her mother. Her mother, who was basically, she had Munchausen syndrome by proxy. That's where a caregiver makes a child, usually, or some relative sick, even when they're not sick, in order for them to get attention or feel like they have a purpose in life. So she abused her daughter this way her entire life, making her ride around in a wheelchair all the time, telling her she couldn't walk, telling her she had leukemia, putting a feeding tube in her stomach, and there was nothing wrong with the child ever. So Gypsy, when she was, I guess, in her late teens, maybe even 20 or so, 21, found a boyfriend on a dating site, and he was, you know, not, I mean, I want to say he wasn't all there, but he suffers from mental illness himself and disabilities. And they concocted a plan where he would kill her mother so she could be free, and then they would run off together. Well, he's in prison for life. She got out on parole 2 years before her 10-year sentence was fulfilled. So now she is making the rounds in the media, and there's a new Lifetime Confessions series that's out. They've made a movie about it. But she said she didn't have anything to do with The Act, which is the series they made about her to begin with a few years ago, in 2019.
She was upset about it.
Yeah. But now she's got a husband. They're from Louisiana. The whole bunch of shit is from Louisiana.
Her husband's from there too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think a special ed teacher in New Orleans. But I get accused of being closed-minded or short-sighted a lot of times when I'll take one thing that somebody does and be able to tell you all about their personality because of the one thing. And I have done that with him, and I think a lot of people are agreeing, you know, with the same thing that I'm saying, which is something's got to be wrong with him to marry somebody or get engaged to somebody in prison who's serving prison time.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with pen palling people or meeting them or whatnot, but you would hold off any type of commitment with this person until they're released from prison. The penitentiary walls make it very difficult to actually, you know, find someone that is a proper mate for you. So I think he's got his issues on his own that he may be looking for attention, or I don't know. Riggins, do you think he's looking for attention, or he figured, this is the only way I'm going to be able to find somebody is if they have issues like being in a penitentiary or something?
I think it's more the second one.
Yeah. And you don't think he could find a regular woman and meet her and get, you know, or maybe, he thought that he couldn't.
Yeah, maybe he could. I just think there's like this morbid curiosity about, you know, somebody in prison, and he probably hasn't had a whole lot of relationships with women just based on his appearance, which sounds cruel, but I think that's probably the case.
But would you think that he had to go through a lot of research, and what most people, if you did it in to someone who wasn't in the penitentiary, kind of like they would be accusing somebody of stalking, because he had to go and study up on the case and read all about her and all that in order to reach out to her to begin with, right? I don't know how it went down. But
I don't either. Not necessarily, though. He could have just found her, known who she was or whatever, and started reaching out to her, and then thought, let me read more into this and see what it's about. They're from Lake, I was looking it up, they're from Lake Charles originally, right?
No, I thought they were from Lafourche Parish, way down there.
Lafourche?
I just looked at it because I didn't know exactly where they were from. This said they were from Lake Charles.
No, it hasn't mentioned anything about Lake Charles and any of the stuff I've done. Maybe, and then to hear her family talk in these documentaries and all, they sound like they're, you know, they're living in moss. Yeah, way down there.
Which one do you think it is?
I think he's an attention seeker.
Do you?
And I think that by reaching out to someone who's infamous, who's in the penitentiary, that is something that is different. And people will go, oh, well, hey, look at whatever his name is, David or something like that is his name. You know, he's dating and engaged to that girl who killed her mom, her mama made her sick and all of this stuff. And then now he's right there with her on the media, you know, circuit and doing all of the things and speaking up in times when he needs to just shut up. Like, why are you even talking? And you're supposed to just, you know, she's got her deal. You know, she's got her publicists that are trying to get her to act a certain way, and they want the public to think of her in this way and all of that. And, you know, not look at her as a selfish, you know, mother killer. And he's chiming in, talking about her ex-boyfriend, the one that's in jail and all that. And I was like, you didn't know any of these people. You didn't know any of them until the deal was done. So how you going to go back and comment on her life back then and the people that were in her life? Just calm down.
Well, you know, he's keeping her happy at night, so he can say whatever he wants. He's got that fire.
You
know,
well, you can see when he jumps in. Like, she was making some kind of video the other day talking about being hacked. Their TikTok account got hacked or whatever, and she's just sitting in the house, and she's explaining it to people. And he jumps in the background and says, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Like, dude, go put on a shirt. Get out of here.
Yeah, but if you're involved in this, you're stupid anyway. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to be to me, if you're involved in this whole scenario, you're probably not a genius when it comes to handling the media.
Yeah, and I honestly think that this whole thing, you know, which now the majority of people in the public that care about this story are pro her.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
But I think that, you know, something will happen. that's gonna you know, blow up in their faces at some point, just because the media is what it is, and if you know the media makes you, they can break you. And and then let's not forget, I mean, they are, you know, of limited, she is of limited social skills, and the influences in her life are Louisianians. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm a Louisianian.
I was about to say, a lot of my influence is Louisianians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're right, though, TJ.
You've been in a good way, though.
You were right. I don't know why this said Lake Charles. It's Galliano.
Yeah.
It's where they claimed that their home was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they went to Missouri. But people said they believed that was a scheme.
Yeah, her family said that she kept moving Gypsy around because the family and all knew that Gypsy wasn't really sick or anything, and so she had to get away from all of them so they wouldn't, you know, out her.
You'd also have to assume that the doctors after a while would go, there's really nothing wrong here.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, is that the doctors that she would end up finding in other parts of the country, all she had to say was, her records were destroyed in Katrina.
Yeah.
I don't have any records. They were destroyed in Katrina. So it was a whole scam. And then people talk about, well, she was mentally ill and, you know, this, that, and the other, but as far as the law goes, you're only innocent by, you know, reasons of insanity or whatever they want to call it, is if you don't know right from wrong. And she did. If she didn't know right from wrong, then she wouldn't have been, you know, constantly trying to hide what she was doing
right
to that girl.
I worry about the amount of stuff they have her doing. I mean,
I know,
in the morning, it's like you're on The View. In the afternoon, you're getting interviewed by CBS This Morning. At night, you're getting dressed up and taking Instagram pictures.
And my question is, who's organizing it for her?
Well, yeah, she's got to have a publicist. She's got to
have a publicist or somebody.
But you're saying the more she's out there, the bigger the chance that she's going to screw up something and say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing.
You spent the majority of your youth in prison. Mm-hmm. It's your first days out. You need to take a breath. And I know it's like strike while the iron's hot, get some endorsements, whatever you're going to plan on doing. But God, that just seems like not the best approach when you're getting back into the real world. Like, yeah, take a breath. Right.
And that's what I'm saying. There's going to be something that breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and
Because it has to,
like we're saying, to throw somebody into that kind of world.
Yeah. I guess you see an opportunity, which is rare, to make a lot of money when you've had nothing. So you need to take advantage of it. But I agree, it's such a whirlwind. There's so much going on. At what point does something go terribly wrong? Or does she make it all the way through all of this? And then once she's been discarded, the letdown has just got to be huge. But to me, like, there's a movie in this.
Probably write a book.
That would be a fascinating sort of movie, book, all that kind of stuff. But man, I think TJ's 100% right, though. It's so much so fast for somebody that's lived such a sheltered life. It's dangerous.
Who was it yesterday that said she was going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
I think I did.
That's your prediction?
That would be a great movie.
Or was it you, Rob? Yeah. Something about her being on Dancing. So I don't know, but you know, I mean, think about that. A girl who rode around in a wheelchair her whole life now went and Dancing with the Stars.
And the costumes, they could come up with a theme.
Oh my God. So many princess costumes and all that, because that's what she was into. Oh yeah. And nobody else would have a chance.
It's a genius idea. It's a genius idea.
If someone asks, tell them it's more than a little funny. It's extra funny. More of Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast coming up.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
More than just a little funny. More than just average funny. This is Extra Funny. It's the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So do y'all think that people are way more forgiving in our society of when it comes to dating someone or making a relationship with them? If they're ex-cons, whether they're men or women, I think men get much less scrutiny when it comes to their love lives when they get out of prison than women who've been in prison.
Men are forgiven easier, more easily than women?
And it may be just because people are more used to men going to prison.
Yeah, I think so.
Than with women.
You think?
Yeah. Or is it that men who go to prison can come out and they still look good?
You don't think women that go to prison come out and look good?
I don't think so.
All right, that's an interesting take. God, I wish there was a way we could figure that out.
Because they're in there for so many years or for so long without, you know, proper skin treatments and things like that. They don't have good hairdressers in there and things. They put on a lot of weight. Men go into prison, it's the other way around. They come out ripped.
Yeah.
Women go in and they come out chunk-a-bunks.
I didn't know that. God, I wish there was a way to run a survey of that or some type of before and after photo contest.
I watch a lot of damn crime shows, brother. And I can tell you. men come out making fashion statements. That's where the baggy pants style came from. They take your belt in prison, and you come out, you go back into the streets, and your pants are sagging. And you're like, oh, he looked tough. I'm going to take my belt off. That's where that came from.
I'm trying to think of a celebrity that went to prison that came out either better. The only one that comes to mind is the handsome model guy, mugshot guy.
Yeah.
And he was still a model afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
It's the only one I can think of.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
He was still good looking when he came out. But I mean, just your average, you know, woman that's getting put away for, you know, killing her husband or whatever. She comes out, she's going to be hard looking and have, you know, displaced tattoos and shit like that, you know.
How old was Gypsy Rose when she went to jail?
23, I think. 22.
Early 20s.
Okay.
Yeah. She's 32
now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did she get better looking when she came out of jail?
Well, yeah.
She looks healthier, that's for sure.
Yeah, the only thing
is, you're right. Yeah. That's an unfair comparison before that, she'd been treated so poorly that,
she didn't have hair.
Her hair was just starting to grow out from where her mama had been shaving.
That's not a fair comparison.
Why she got silver teeth, though?
Because I guess they were capped in silver when she was young. She did have, she had teeth problems like all kids do that would have been fixed just with braces or whatever. But her mom, you know, wouldn't let her have sugar because that's another thing. She told her that she was allergic to sugar, and she wasn't. So Gypsy overheard the doctor tell her mom that Gypsy's not allergic to sugar. So when her mom would go to sleep, because her mom would take sleepy baby medicine every night to go to sleep, Gypsy would get up and roam around the house, and she was eating so many sweets during the night that it started rotting her teeth out. Ugh. Bad business.
Such a horrible thing.
But yeah, I think it's just from my observation, it's anecdotal, but usually that carries a lot of weight, is that your average man coming out of prison maintains his good looks or actually looks better than your average woman going in and coming out. If I could be proven wrong, I would gladly take that criticism, take that correction.
It's an interesting thought and an interesting point.
People on the social media are talking about everyday things that people do that are, quote, super disrespectful, end quote, to those around them. Some of these are things that people talk about all the time, but abandoning stuff in a store in the wrong place or shelf. Rob does this.
Does he?
Yeah. Like you get something in the store and then you walk over several aisles and then decide you don't want it. He just put it on the shelf right there where he is instead of taking it back to where it came from.
Yeah, he's told us that before. It's horrible.
Oh, right. That's not good.
I'll tell you who else is guilty of this. If I were let her do it, my wife will do that. Mm. She's like, oh, this is the one we really... Oh, I'm not going on back over there. I'm just going to... She would leave it on the shelf. And I'm always with, no, I'll take that back over there. We're not going to do that.
Parents who let their kids run amok in public places and don't do anything to stop them.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Neighbors who don't respect the quiet hours, you know, from, let's say, 11 a.m. to 11 a.m. the next day.
Wow, I didn't know.
What are the unquiet hours is what I want to know.
Keep it down.
Yeah, everybody needs to shh. Drivers in the left lane, that's an old one. People who park in designated spaces that don't pertain to them, more so than just the handicap spots, but the ones that say curbside pickup, mm-hmm. I bet you that will really make some people mad if you park in that. Rob, that's where Rob goes. You're blocking that. Not flushing the toilet in public restrooms.
Ew.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, some people don't want to touch it. Yeah,
then do it with your foot.
Either way, do something. You know what?
Do it with your foot. I bet you wouldn't be able to flush a urinal, would you, Alexis?
Probably not.
You can't reach up that high.
I'd have to do like a high kick.
And it falling.
Can you pick me up so I can flush the urinal?
It would require a jump of some sort for you to pull it off.
Yeah, my cheerleading days.
Yeah. Bust your ass in there. People who don't clean up after themselves in a communal space like the break room, a park, or even a fitting room.
Yeah.
I know. I hate when people leave dirty dishes in the fitting room.
Yeah, of course.
People who just stop walking in the middle of a busy space like the airport. People who tailgate when you're driving at or above the speed limit. And people who cough and or sneeze in public and don't cover their mouth. Or people who spit in public. Like you just walk along and you spit.
Public spitting.
I haven't seen that in so long. Riggins, did them homeless do that a lot when you lived in the city? Just spit for no reason?
I don't recall seeing, but that is so gross. On the sidewalk or something like that? That's so gross.
Country people spit all the time.
Put that on a statue. Country people spit.
Yeah, that was a thing growing up. Like some, it would almost be like a habit. You know, just sitting there talking and spitting.
Yeah.
Not even if you didn't have, you know, tobacco in your mouth or whatever. You remember those guys, Ace, that could spit through their front teeth and just make it...
Ew.
Yeah. It's like a dart coming out of there.
Yeah, what do they call that? There's a name for that thing.
No, you think about gleeking.
Yeah, gleeking.
Gleeking comes out from under your tongue.
Ew. Yeah.
This is like you get spit in your mouth and instead of like that, you just push it through your front teeth. And if you got a gap between your teeth, it won't work.
And gleeking you can't control. That
right.
just happens.
Mm-hmm. Like when the dentist is taking x-rays, they pull that thing when it's sticking under your tongue, and they pull it out, and you're like, going out everywhere. But yeah, I never could do that spitting between my teeth thing. One, because I had a gap between my teeth before I got braces that wouldn't allow it. Now, I could have probably spit, I don't know, a peach pit through my front teeth.
Really? Do you have a picture of you with a gap in your teeth? I want to see that.
My mama might have some. I don't know.
My name's Ritty.
Mm-hmm. Overbite so bad that the bottom teeth touched the roof of my mouth with a big old ass gap.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glow up of Louisiana.
Yeah. I mean, my teeth had a Gap, Old Navy, and Banana Republic. Damn. Had them all. But two short years of braces and shit got cleared up.
Yeah.
Now I could spit through my teeth if I wanted.
What years did you have braces? Middle school?
Yeah, I got them in eighth grade and got them taken off in the 10th.
It's 10th grade, okay.
In the sophomore. Mm-hmm.
Only about 40 years before you did.
not far off from that, yeah.
But you didn't have yours on for 2 years, though, did you?
Yeah, 16 months. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 16, 18 months.
And you were how old? 40 what?
40. Let's see. 45 when I got him because they came off when I was 47. Is that right?
And that's the best thing that's ever happened to Riggins.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.